Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. And now, welcome to the show.
You look marvelous, darling.
Yes, you are. You are very marvelous, everybody. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. This is the It's Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm here with my with the Blog Talk Radio studio audience. How's everyone doing today? It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, July 25th, 2015. How's everyone doing? It's a nice day for a drive, don't you think? Well, yeah, if you have it. Beautiful drive. Let's have the start this Saturday right with the Fab Four with Drive My Car.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be played with a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Maybe you can drive my car. If I'm going to be a star, maybe you can drive my car. And baby, I love you. I told that girl that my prospects were good. And she said, baby, it's understood. Working for peanuts, it's all very fine. But I can show you a better time. Maybe you can drop my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Maybe you can drop my car. And baby, I love you. Baby, you can drop my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drop my car. And baby, I love you. I told that girl I could start right away. And she said, listen, babe, I got something to say. I got no car and it's breaking my heart. But I found a driver and that's a stop. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And baby, I love you. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah.
How's that flashback for you? 50 years ago. 50 years ago today. 50 years ago, that song, Drive My Car, was on the Beatles' Rubber Soul album. That Soul, S-O-U-L, so just got to give props to them. I just want to say, it's a very lovely, lovely day. In case you just tuned in, this is the It's Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're with the D-Man, Derek Barrett here. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday afternoon. Hope all you guys are able to find some air conditioning. And it's so far right now, it's 90 degrees outside of Macon, Georgia, with a high of 93 degrees and sunny with a low of 70 degrees. And rounding off the rest of the weekend, Sunday, tomorrow, is going to be high, sunny, and 95 degrees for the high, and also a low of also 70 degrees. So it's going to be somewhat cool. And the thing is, it's going to be even hotter for the rest of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, at least for the rest of this upcoming new week starting soon. It's going to be like 96 degrees enough. It's going to be 96, 97, pretty much getting close to 100 degrees. So, yeah, it's going to go, yeah, July is going to go out in flames, so to speak, if you get my meaning. But, yeah, I just went on to play this particular song, Drive My Car, not only because it first became a hit 50 years ago, but also 28 years ago today, I finally got my driver's license, huh? How about that? Yeah, this would be 28 years ago today, July 25th, 1987, I finally got my driver's license, finally, after a second try and carrying three learner's permits, I finally got a freaking driver's license. Had one ever since, and I'll take great pride in having it, because driving is a privilege, not necessarily a right. I respect that. Maybe because trying to get my driver's license in the first place, because I got the car first. It was a Honda Civic, and, you know, I knew it wasn't a baby magnet, but I was just glad to have a car. Why? Because it beats walking, you know? It beats walking. And I remember when I had my job, part-time job at Piggly Wiggly, I was saving up to get that car. And I remember my driver instructor saying, hey, you know, when you get a car, guess what? You get a girlfriend. Hey, or at least women don't want to be your girlfriend. And that was the point, which is probably the reason why my parents wouldn't let me get a car, let alone driver's lessons, you know, which was the really sad part about it. I needed a car in order to go to the DMV. That's the only bad part. That's why I wanted to buy a car in order to get my driver's license. That was the only bad part about it. I had like a learner's, so I had to buy it from a personal owner. I couldn't go to the dealership and don't have a driver's license. They're not going to sell it to you if you have a learner's. No, it's not going to happen. So I had to get it from a personal owner. So I got this 78 Honda Civic, which my friends, when I finally got my license, they called it the bionic egg because it looked like an egg on wheels, you know. I think that's one of the reasons why my parents were reluctant, especially my grandfather, because he had a 65 Rambler, AMC Rambler. And I was like washing windows and all things and getting it, you know, because he bought it from my best friend's mom at the time. You know, he bought it from my friend's mom, and I thought, well, shoot, if he's going to buy a car, might as well give it to somebody who wants to drive. Eyesight's not going bad like his. You know, I mean, I'm right there. And you know, he didn't want to say, no, it's not for sale. No, I ain't lending it to nobody, not you or anybody. You know, and yet somehow, 2-3 years later, I ended up driving him to the doctor's office because of his eyesight. Like, geez, how about that? Karma, something else, you know? Because, I mean, it's kind of sad. They didn't want me to get a car. Because they know if I got a car, I'll be getting a license, I'll be able to get a girlfriend. If I'm able to get some, then my dad will be a granddad. So that was the real reason why. He didn't want me to be a teen dad and stuff like that. This was long before they had, you know, teen mom on MTV. This was back in the 80s when MTV was still playing, you know, music videos and stuff, you know. But be serious, though. I'm really kind of I'm glad that I got that driver's license. It made me, more, especially the day when I got it, it made me be more serious about it because on the day that I got my license, later that day, the first place I went to, it wasn't the skating rink, it wasn't the movie theater, it wasn't even a pizza place or a club or nothing. You know what the first place I went to with my driver's license? I went to a funeral. I went to a funeral of a friend of mine. We were both, I guess you might say, scout brothers. We were both in the Boy Scouts, and he was just starting high school, I think. He was only 15 years old, Robert Jones. He was just a young dude, 15 years old. This was just a month after I graduated from high school. I was, I'm 18. I know I should have gotten my license back then, but, of course, it was uphill battle just to get a learner's, and just getting my license a month after I graduated from high school, I mean, I was proud of it, but it was still bittersweet because, I had to go to a funeral of one of my friends I knew, for at least half a decade, because I knew him from back in Boy Scouting. We went to cabin trips, all this type of stuff, and just to see him to go out like to lose his life just so carelessly. It was just sad. It was just really sad. He had great potential. I mean, he was a really smart dude. It's just having to be an accident. I mean, he wasn't in a gang or anything. He didn't get high, didn't smoke, didn't drink or anything. Like, he just happened to drown in a swimming accident. And as a teenager, you get a little bit rambunctious, especially teenage boys, and he just happened to dive off the shallow end of a pool and crack his skull when he hit the bottom of the floor of the pool, and he never regained consciousness. And there's this sad way to die like that, man. It's just, it just made me more serious about being in, driving and, not to be in an accident or position yourself when you end up in an accident, like a DUI or texting like that, even though we didn't have cell phones that you were able to text back then. But it just makes you wonder, makes you think. Well, enough of this babbling. Let me go ahead and get into the news right about now. Over 7,000 athletes will be in L.A. today to compete in the 2015 Special Olympics World Games, which will open today. This is the first time the Special Olympics World Games has been on American soil in 16 years. And this is the biggest sporting event ever held in Los Angeles since the 1984 Summer Olympic Games, which was also in Los Angeles. So hopefully they will have a wonderful, wonderful turnout this wonderful weekend, and we wish them the best of luck. Also, in other news, want to say thank you for everyone who it's Marvelous Radio 1400 hits. Thank you for listening to us 1400 times. We appreciate your listening. Appreciate your demographics, and keep on listening to us for another 1400 times, maybe 14,000 or maybe 14 million, but baby steps. We appreciate it. Also, of course, I want to let you know that Brag Jam starts today. Brag Jam starts today on this Saturday, July 25th. I had to talk about something good on this day instead of something bad. But here's something really good. For those who are in the Middle Georgia area, Macon, Georgia area, come on down to check out the Brag Jam event today. This is from Angie Regal from WGXA. Says Brag Jam announces the band lineups for the event for today, Saturday, July 25th. The main headliner will be the band Moon Taxi. Other feature bands include Future Birds, Kevin Devine, the Apache Relay, and Good Grief. Must be a typo. I apologize if I mispronounced your name. For the first time, Brag Jam will start at 2 p.m., which has already started almost an hour and a half ago, and will continue through the night. Tickets are $20. So those in the Middle Georgia area, if you're here, just get your money ready, get your ticket. And tickets are $20 for concert crawl admission, or $75 for patron party admission. A T-shirt and concert crawl party admission, a T-shirt and concert crawl admission. And for tonight, there will be 84 bands spread out over 22 different venues. Rag Jam President Everett Verner says this year will be the biggest yet, of course, because it has coincided with the Macon Film Festival that had its 10th Macon Film Festival, which ended this past Thursday, which started last week. This is the 15th anniversary of Rag Jam. Mr. Verner says that more bands than ever had before and more venues than we ever had before, because this is their biggest yet so far. He also adds that I think it's really going to be an exceptional evening and day. The proceeds benefit a public youth boat ramp at Emerson River Park. Nearly $200,000 from Brag Jam has been donated to the park. For full band lineup and ticket information, head to bragjam.org. And for those who do not know about how Brag Jam started when a group of guys, two brothers, the Bragg brothers, were on their way to a concert when they were killed in a car crash. And to remember their memory, their family started Brag Jam, and they had many, many bands to perform here in Macon, Georgia. And that's just, it's a wonderful cause. Hope we get a chance to see all these different bands play. Matter of fact, I think one ticket you gave us to get to see all the bands at one time, or at least as many as you're able to see within the hour the day allows. So congratulations to those and Brag Jam. Hope you have a wonderful time today. Also, I want to give a special shout out, special birthday. Matter of fact, I have a correction. Yesterday I gave a special birthday shout out to a friend of mine, Ms. Tanya Christine Boyd Witherspoon. I said Westbrook. I knew her last name started, her married name started with a W, but I had the wrong W last name. So it's not Westbrook, it's Tanya Christine Boyd Witherspoon. It's Witherspoon. So congrats, happy birthday, or happy belated birthday to you, Dean Boyd Witherspoon. Happy birthday to you. And either way, just have a wonderful weekend. I hope you have one. And also another birthday shout out. She's having a birthday today of a former co-worker of mine. She still works at the TV station WGXA, where I've worked with for nearly 14 years. Happy birthday wish to Susan Deloach. Hope you have a wonderful birthday today. Hope you have a wonderful birthday today. And always, always, please keep me in your prayer list, because I'm definitely going to need some. Many, many more. I hope I always be in your prayer list forever. Yes. Speaking of which, we just had some stories about Sandra Bland's death, bringing attention to suicide, so-called suicide in jail. Now, the death of the Naperville native Sandra Bland in a Texas jail cell, which was, according to authorities, was ruled a suicide, has sparked widespread outrage over the way police allowed a seemingly innocuous traffic stop. This traffic stop to spiral out of control and lead to her arrest on assault charges. The controversy has also shined a spotlight on a national problem that has perplexed law enforcement for decades. Why detainees managed to kill themselves in police lockups, jail, and prison facilities across the nation, often despite close monitoring? Well, the question is, why is it called a suicide? That's the real thing. That's the real question that should be answered. Is it really a suicide? That's the question. Well, excuse me. In recent years, the number of suicides in correctional facilities have declined as authorities improve screening and prevention techniques. still the national rate of suicides in jail, with 40 deaths per 100,000 inmates, more than three times the rate of the community at large, according to the most recent statistics compiled by the U.S. Department of Justice. Experts say that the challenge for jailers range from dealing with detainees with obvious mental illness, trying to identify those who are at risk to crack under what are often scary and confusing circumstances. Now, suicide is the leading cause of death for those in custody, according to Lindsay M. Hayes, a researcher with the National Center on Institutions and Alternatives, who has written extensively about the topic. The risk in jails is far greater because it is the first place detainees go before court, he said. Especially for first-time arrestees, they may not understand what charges they face, how they're able to post bail, or how long they will be there. The uncertainty and separation can be taxing. And I guess to replenish everyone's memory, Miss Sandra Bland, age 28, was found dead in a jail cell July 13th, three days after she was arrested following an escalating confrontation with State Trooper Brian Entenia, who had pulled Bland over for an improper lane change. The former Aurora resident, whose family said she was about to start a job at her alma mater, Prairie View A&M University, used a garbage can liner to hang herself, authorities said. Medical examiner ruled her death a suicide. Now, according to a Waller County officials, Bland admitted to a jail questionnaire that she attempted suicide a year ago after losing a baby, but told officers that she was fine during the intake process. Bland was taking prescription medication for seizures that could cause suicidal thoughts or actions in some people. Bland's family has disputed she would have killed herself, and hundreds of activists and residents have taken to social media to question Texas officials' account of what had happened. Now, the Justice Department has studied found women make up 8% of the approximately 3,800 suicides in jails nationwide from 2000 to 2012. Historically, white inmates attempt and commit suicide at three times the rate as their African-American counterparts. For decades, authorities in the Chicago area have reportedly come scrutiny for jail suicides. In the 1970s, news reports of suicide in Cook County Jail were routine. One headline in the Tribune in July 1970 reported seven suicides in as many months and often in shocking ways. This one inmate killed himself by immersing his head in a toilet bowl, another by lighting himself on fire in a cell. And more recently, sheriff officials in Lake County came under fire when a 35-year-old detainee at the county jail managed to hang himself from a noose fashioned with a mesh laundry bag that he tied to a grate. At that time, the inmate, Igor Kalukov, was on suicide watch. Now, something doesn't add up because, one, she said she's having a job. She's supposed to be starting a job, and yet at the same time, one questionnaire said that she attempted suicide, but when she was talking to the police, they said that she didn't. Now, something just doesn't add up. I mean, is it a murder or is it really a suicide? I mean, we have yet to find out. It kind of brings back the story of Sammy Davis Jr., or Jumba, I guess he was called, when he was shot to death nearly three years ago. By a police officer named Sutton at a Kroger parking lot. And people still talk to this day, why did they have to use deadly force on this person? Because, one, he didn't have a criminal record. He never had a criminal record. Two, he never carried a weapon. So what's wrong with this picture? Is law enforcement at a state level or a national level are trained to be overly aggressive when there is a confrontation or is a potential crime or there's a certain situation where an African-American person is involved? And if so, why is deadly force necessary, even if the black person is unarmed? That's a question that people have yet to say. I hope we have more things about it. And I just want to add that, matter of fact, I guess I talked too much about driving my car and getting a license. But before I end the show, I know it's 3:33, I started the show late, but there is a story that I have to speak on this. I really, really, really have to talk about this. And there was this company called a website called, a dating website called Ashley Madison. Now, why is it called Ashley Madison? I don't know. Maybe because it's a website for people, for married people to cheat on their spouses to sleep with other married people. Now, why is it called Ashley Madison? I don't know. Maybe because Cheaters Anonymous is already taken, I guess. I don't know. But a dating website that has helped married people cheat has been hit by hackers who threaten to release information about millions of customers. And Ashley Madison, which uses advertiser slogan, "Life is short, have an affair," said earlier this week, this past Monday, that it had been attacked and some users' data was stolen. So far, though, it isn't easy to find the exposed cheaters online. That could change soon if the hackers decide to publish the information on a public website. Brian Crisp, the blogger who first reported the breach, said the hackers were threatening to release all Ashley Madison's customer records if the website isn't shut down. Now, the hackers call themselves the Impact Team, and the potential release includes profiles with all the customers' secret sexual fantasies and matching credit card transactions, real names and addresses, and employee documents and emails. In a statement, Avid Life Media, the parent company, said, "At this time, we've been able to secure our sites, and close the unauthorized access points. We are working with law enforcement agencies which are investigating this criminal act." Now, Ashley Madison is a dating website with one important twist. Instead of connecting eligible singles, it caters to married people interested in having an affair. Now, the site claims to have 37 million members. Wow. And in the past bragged about its dating security. And the site is an obvious target for hackers. After all, its databases have enormous potential for use in blackmail schemes. The hackers, or hacker perhaps, appear to be upset over the company's full delete service, which promises to completely erase a user's profile and all associated data for a $19 fee. Now, wow. Now, of course, the Avid Life Media full delete has made $1.7 million in revenue in 2014. It is a complete lie, says the hackers were quoted in saying the manifesto published by Krebs. Users almost always pay with a credit card, and their purchase details are not removed as promised, and include real names and address, which is, of course, the most important information the users want removed. That is kind of scary, though, when you think about that. Somebody has that much information on you. Not only have your credit card information, but they also know that you're cheating. Now, think about this. That has got to be a gold mine of information. Because, one, you have not only people's information on credit cards, now you actually have the information that not only credit card, their real name and addresses, but also you also have dirt on them that they're cheaters as well. They're cheating on their spouses. I mean, my goodness. I mean, that is just, I mean, and the fact, well, what's even more sad about this that they even have commercials like this, as you heard in the story. And the thing was, you would think that they would have in 2015, they would have stories, where people are bad about or already, antsy about getting in relationships, let alone getting married. But why? But having an affair is fair. What? And having an affair also? That's kind of shady. And what's even funny, they even have some commercials. Now, this one commercial, they had commercials. Now, this one particular commercial, I've seen this before because it's been, I remember seeing it last year. I think it just got banned this year. I think they took most of them have been taken off the air due because, people found out, hey, this is AshleyMadison.com is commercial for cheetahs. And I know you've seen this. Well, matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and play this commercial if you heard it before or seen it before. Usually on cable TV. I mean, crazy, right? Freaking crazy. It's a commercial. It's a commercial called advertising Ashley Madison. I know I'm not the only one who's seen this commercial before. I mean, I had a couple of my friends who've seen this like late at night, like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, when they think where most cable companies, cable channels think that everybody is, you know, asleep right by this time, about to fall asleep, or leave the TV on, and you know they kind of sneak this commercial in. I think like, hey, they're not gonna miss this, they're not gonna be watching this anyway. And if they do, they're gonna be too sleepy to remember what it was about anyway. So I remember actually seeing, I think I've seen this at least 3 times late at night, around like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, just before they get ready to play like infomercials, like right before they just before Comedy Central is about to go off the air, and they fill in that space for infomercials and stuff. I've actually seen those commercials. I've seen it like late at night, like at least three times late last year, at least twice. And I couldn't believe it until I saw it. I was like, what is this? I can't even freaking believe it. They actually had made a commercial where the guy's like, I'm looking for somebody other than my wife, AshleyMadison.com. I was like, are you kidding me? Are you, like, my goodness, man. Somebody got scorned big time. Somebody really did. In order to set somebody up like this, that has got to be a real crazy setup. And even for cable TV, even for cable channels, like, and I'm not blaming Comedy Central or TNT or any other station. I mean, you know, some of these shows, they just add these things on just to fill out time or whatever, but thing is, though, you know, they play in like late at night, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, thinking that people are not even gonna run, and they sneak these little shady little commercials and things like, no one's not gonna actually gonna do that, you know. They just think it's, and I know they play it on, and I know that I've seen it when I was watching it on Comedy Central. They just think, oh, it's just some fake, you know, comedy fake commercial like they do on Saturday Night Live or Mad TV or whatever. He's like, no, that's an actual commercial of an actual company. And, you know, people didn't know about it until now. But I mean, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens if these hackers go on through it and put in the information of the 37 million customers and see if they actually follow through. I mean, that will be a huge, huge set. You're talking about a big-time blackmail. That is some serious dirt. That's like a truckload, a landfill of dirt. Well, didn't mean to make people feel bad on this particular, not saying that cheating is cool or anything like that. I know I'm well over time and clockwise when you're having fun, or if you're cheating, I guess, in this particular case. But be sure to check us out every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. and every Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Unless specifically notified. Matter of fact, tomorrow's broadcast will be on at 3:30 instead of 3 o'clock. Just want to let you all know that. So definitely check us out, and also just want to hope you have a wonderful birthday to Susan Deloach. Hope you have a great birthday, and I'm thinking of you guys, and also all my friends and everything, and Brag Jam. I hope everyone in Macon, Georgia, have a wonderful day at Brag Jam. I have some more stories to talk about, particularly El Chapo is still on the loose. As a matter of fact, and also some other stories, guess who's nominated for an Emmy? And he happens to be a fellow alumni of UGA and BTE, which is the Black Theatrical Ensemble, the black drama troupe that I was a part of back when I was in college. And I'll let you know who that person is tomorrow, as well as also some people who are going to be nominated into the Baseball Hall of Fame, including our very own Atlanta Braves pitcher, John Smoltz. So until next time, on behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man, Derek Barrett, here wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Saturday. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.